Unit 9. Healthcare. Reading. A Helping Hand. Wang Lin is a carpenter who lives in eastern China with his wife and son. 2 years ago, he was diagnosed with tuberculosis. He was getting weaker and suffered from constant pain in his chest. The doctors told him that the treatment he needed would cost thousands of yuan. Mr. Wang is a laid-off worker, and his wife has an income of only 300 yuan per month. To make matters worse, he also had a son in college who had taken a bank loan to pay for his studies. The situation seemed hopeless. 3 months later, however, Wang Lin was told about a healthcare project that provides treatment at half the cost or less, depending on the needs of the patient. Thanks to the project and the kindness of his family and neighbors, he was able to receive treatment in time to prevent the disease from ruining his health. He has returned to his family and is looking for a job. He has also decided to get insurance for his family. If I had had insurance, the sickness wouldn't have caused such a big problem. I don't want this to happen to anyone else in my family. The project that saved Wang Lin's life is one of the many government programs aimed at improving the situation for the poorest people in China. The project is designed to encourage healthcare reform and reduce poverty. It is the largest health and medical aid program in the country, and it is being tested in 4 cities. So far, the project has helped more than 2,000 people receive medical aid. The Chinese government is also working together with other countries and international organizations to provide easy access to hospitals and clinics for low-income families. The goal is to explore and develop a new healthcare model for China. Wang Lin's situation is not unique. By the end of 2003, 22 million urban Chinese were living on money given to them by the government. A total of 15.1 billion yuan was spent on supporting those who were unable to make a living. This allowance, however, is only enough to cover the most fundamental needs, such as food and clothing. It does not cover health care, housing, or education. For laid-off workers in poor areas, disease puts extra pressure on the family. They cannot afford to consult a doctor or purchase medicines from a chemist when they get sick, nor can they make sure that their children keep a healthy diet. If someone becomes seriously ill, the family is forced into poverty. Statistics indicate that diseases have caused over 30% of low-income residents to live in poverty. Some families even have to spend all the money they receive from the government on medical treatment and hospital fees. Among the many aspects of the government's efforts to fight poverty, healthcare occupies an important position. If low-income families cannot afford to purchase medical insurance, as was the case with Wang Lin, other measures to reduce poverty will not succeed. Another great challenge for the government is to stop the spread of AIDS. The United Nations AIDS Agency warns that the number of infected people in China could reach 10 million by 2020 unless more is done to prevent the spread of the disease. In order to meet this challenge, the Chinese government has vowed to provide free AIDS tests for the general public as well as free treatment for those who cannot afford it. It is sometimes said that a society can be judged by the way it cares for its weakest members. As our country develops, we must also remember the responsibilities that come with wealth and prosperity. When we move forward, we must make sure that no one is left behind. We cannot allow ourselves to become too selfish. When problems arise, we must work together to try to solve them. The government's efforts to fight poverty and improve healthcare cover several aspects: reducing poverty, helping sick people get treated properly, and providing medical insurance for the poor. The funds are limited, and it is not possible for the government to meet all the needs. But a series of programs and the development of local and nationwide healthcare networks are signs that the government is serious about healthcare.